With the play-by-play, let's get right to Dave Lamont.
All right, first pitch of the inning goes to Jeff Larish inside and tight. 1-0 count, 7-2. Tigers over the Orioles here in the top of the third at Camden Yards. Next pitch swung on and missed. And Daniel Cabrera has had great success with his curveball and really nothing else. Now runners on first and second for Brandon Fahey, the Orioles shortstop tonight. Left-handed batter, 0-for-1 on the evening. Back over to the American League quickly. We have Kansas City in the top of the fifth over the White Sox 2-0. As Fahey will line this one in the right field. Ordonez coming on. Here comes Scott around third. This throw will go to the plate. Scott slides in and he's safe. And we are tied at 7. Just a routine comeback, Joe. It was only 6-0 before the Orioles ever stepped up to swing a bat in the first inning. And how about Brandon Fahey coming through with a big hit? And much like the Tigers in the first inning, Joe, the Orioles are now batting around. And the first pitch on the way to Roberts is now turned around and batting from the left-hand side of the box. Is outside and low for ball one. So all of those runs go on the account of Nate Robertson. What is he feeling like right now? He had a 6-0 lead before he ever threw a pitch. With two outs, the 1-0 is ripped by Robertson. That's a fair ball. It's going to the corner. It does. One run will come in. Fahey going around third base. Let's see if they hold him, and they do. Roberts cruises in the second with another double. And now the Orioles are leading this ballgame 8-7. So the Tigers have the go-ahead run on second base with two outs, and here's Gary Sheffield. Just no breaks in this Tiger lineup. You get a Granderson out, you have to deal with Polanco. You get Polanco, you get Sheffield. Sheffield with a couple of hits tonight, hit by a pitch. He scored twice. And lines this one right up the box. Roberts is playing behind the bag and couldn't get it. Jones throws from center field. Will be in time. He's out. Polanco at the plate. Polanco arguing with Brian Runge over that call, but it's not going to matter. Jim Leland comes out too to protect Polanco, who threw his helmet. And we'll go to the bottom of the 10th as the argument continues. But the bottom line is it is still a 10-10 ball game on the Orioles Radio Network. For the Orioles, Millar will start things off here in the bottom of the 10th of this 10-10 tie. First pitch, and Dulce gets it low for ball one, Joe. Millar, Scott, and Jones, the scheduled hitters. Millar takes in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1. The 1-1, and Millar just an excuse-me swing. Dulce quickly off the mound, throws, and Millar is out by several feet. The classic swinging bunt, and that costs the Orioles an out here in the bottom of the 10th, and here, Luke Scott. Lance got to pull a little bit of the Tigers. He hits a high fly ball. It is deep. It's going to Utah Street. And this ball game is over. The Orioles have won at 11-10. And Joe, we'll talk about this one forever. .306 now for Adonis. He steps in and is ready. And Burris goes outside and low with the first pitch, ball one.
The changeup to get the advance started. So he's seen the changeup now. It's interesting to watch how a pitcher like Burris, who is a finesse pitcher, how he maneuvers his way through a hitter.
See what he does with this 1-0 pitch. Comes over the top, catches a piece of the outside corner. 1-1. A fastball there.
So changeup and then fastball.
Now what?
He has yet to see the breaking ball, and I would imagine it might be coming right here.
Here's the 3-2 pitch with two outs and the base is empty. And whatever it is, it's hammered by Ordonez toward the seats in left field. This ball is deep and it is gone. About eight rows up in the gap in left center field. And Maglio Ordonez has tied this game at one. Huff over at first base. Roberts at second. Juan Castro getting his first start as an Oriole today at short. Mora over at third. Scott, Payton, and Markakis left center right. Payton in for Adam Jones, who tweaked an ankle yesterday. The ankle swole up overnight, so he's getting the day off. Breaking ball, a little bit high for Sheffield. 2-2. Of course, one name we have not mentioned at all in this series is Carlos Guillen, who missed the first three games to be with his wife, who had some complications back home. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Sheffield. Cued this time into fair territory. Scrambling off the mound is Cormier. He'll toss over to Huff. No problem, and Sheffield is retired on that weak 20-foot ground ball. First pitch to Maglio Ordonez has taken for a strike. The Tiger right fielder has singled, homered in the third inning to make it 1-1, and reached on the field of choice in the fifth inning. 1-4, make that 2-for-3, and Ordonez bounces one over towards second. Roberts scooping, running to his left, off-balance throw, and nicely done by Brian Roberts. a defensive gem by the Orioles second baseman. And how about Cormier getting a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. It is seventh inning stretch time here at the ballpark. With the score, Detroit 3, the Orioles 1. More on the Orioles Radio Network.